been a rough 2 weeks in the battle against coronavirus on the central and south coast. The number of new cases continues to surge in the region.
Positive COVID-19 cases are rising significantly across all parts of Santa Barbara County, California, and the nation. Positive COVID-19 cases in Santa Barbara County have risen 18%. Fortunately, active cases decreased slightly by 4%. COVID-19 positive patients admitted to local hospitals increased this past week from 64 to 80, which is a very significant 25% increase.
That's Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart. The county's most recent update includes 75 new cases, with the total standing at 3,943 this morning. Most of those people have already recovered. Hart says the numbers are concerning.
The virus is very active in our community right now. When we were all sheltering at home and businesses were closed, the virus was not easily transmitted from person to person. Since the reopening of many businesses in early June, more people are mixing and the virus is being transmitted invisibly throughout the community.
About 1,000 of Santa Barbara County's cases are connected to the federal prison complex in Lompoc, but the situation has stabilized there in the last few weeks. Santa Maria has now had more than 1,600 cases. Santa Barbara County now tops 450, and Lompoc has passed 210 diagnosed cases. County health officials say the surge in new numbers is coming from the community.
Many are identifying exposure to close contacts, such as parents, close friends, people they work closely with, and roommates. Community exposures that were identified include family gatherings, Father's Day gathering, and 4th of July parties.
Santa Barbara County Public Health Director Von DiRenoso says they're stepping up coronavirus prevention education efforts among those under 40, a demographic which has seen a disproportionate spike in numbers.
Our prevention strategies will be more focused towards that age group, and we will be using social media, different methods, and different types of messaging that would be really well received in that age population. And so not only are we doing that for that age group, but we're also looking at how can we pivot our general health and prevention messaging to specific communities so that there's identification as well as adoption of those prevention strategies.
Both Santa Barbara and Ventura counties remain in the state's watch list of more than 24 counties which don't meet all of the reopening safety criteria. Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart says the message is simple. If you're indoors or outdoors around people, you should wear a mask. Hart says we're on a very risky track if people don't step up to do their part.
The outcome is that we're going to continue to have a problem with coronavirus in our community. The virus will spread, and we will put all of the jobs and businesses that have opened at jeopardy. The governor has spoken about that clearly. It's up to each of us, wherever we live in the state. We're all interconnected. There is travel between regions of the state, and we need people to pay attention and heed this message and act on it.
Santa Barbara County's coronavirus testing system is swamped with a few reasons behind it. The county is continuing its rollback on who is eligible for testing to those with symptoms or those told to do it by healthcare providers or officials. Nick Clay heads Santa Barbara County's Emergency Medical Services Agency.
We have heavily promoted the broad use of these sites. This has resulted in the sites being booked to capacity with no immediate availability. We are seeing a trend of high number of missed appointments. This is incredibly frustrating, as we are unable to test those who are at risk because the appointments are not immediately available. This issue, combined with the rise of cases, prompted us to adjust our messaging several weeks ago from a want to get tested model to a need to get tested message. We are asking that those that want to be tested to defer testing at this time, allowing those that need to be tested the opportunity to do so.
The surge has prompted Santa Barbara County's largest healthcare provider to step up its preparedness. Cottage Health is preparing additional isolation rooms for COVID-19 patients. It's reimposed restrictions on visitors to try to keep community transmission of the virus out of its facilities. And starting this morning, it's cut the number of elective procedures it will do at Cottage Hospital in half. The move is intended to increase capacity for a surge in critically ill patients, a precaution that hospital officials hope won't turn out to be needed. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.